No, I have trouble with this ear. I can't hear out of this ear. But way back, I had measles. It settled my ear. Anytime I get water in that ear, it goes down in there, and I'm in bed for a couple of weeks. It's not worth it.
Now, if a spa might want you to try a new product, they might send you a free
sample.
And now, like if you saw a little girl and she had on a dress, you might say to her, "Well, that dress is really
pretty or neat."
Or well, okay. And if you said pretty, she'd say, "Well, I got one at home." She might say, "I got one at home that's even
prettier."
What would you wear over your mother maybe wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Aprons.
But they always used to.
Yeah, Mama always, and that whenever they went anywhere, Sundays, they had a pretty white apron. My mother had crocheted insertion across the bottom of her, insertion. It was inserted, and then it's more material. The hem was the material. They'd always wear an apron to go visiting. Pretty white apron.
Now, if you were to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
How about what they were going to, if they put on a baby's diaper, what would they use?
Well, they had safety pins.
They had safety pins.
But not steel ones like they are now. They always got rusty.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. You'd have to have a supply on hand.
Hey, I didn't know that. There was something about that. Now, what about if you bought something in a store, the kind of cans they had, were they,
What? Pans?
Cans. Were they,
I don't know. We never bought many cans. You know, we always raised ours. We didn't have too much with cans. But as far as I know, they're just like they are now.
Were they tin?
Yeah, they were tin.
Tin cans, probably.
But you bought quite a bit of dry stuff in sacks.
Oh, you would buy dry stuff?
In a paper sack. Or they'd have a sack, and then they'd weigh it out how much you want on a scale, and then put that in the sack and give it to you.
Now, a dime would have been worth...
Ten cents worth.
Of course, I guess
that'd
be about
pennies
worth now.
Yeah.
Now,
you don't get a penny's worth.
No, that's right. You would get a penny's worth. What would a man wear to church on Sunday usually?
His best suit.
He'd wear his best suit. Would they?
If they didn't have a suit, he just wore a jacket or sweater or something like that. Some of them didn't have suits. Couldn't afford it.
How often, if they could, they get it? Were they able to buy them?
Well, usually in the fall when they sell their crops. Now, we never was cotton farmers or crops that come in late. We was more or less truck gardener.
Oh, you were?
Where we just could sell as we went along, gardening, all kind of garden stuff. And then the rest of the field was for corn and wheat or some kind of hay. That's what we raised. We never did raise anything that would just come once a year. But we always had a nice garden, big garden.
Oh, yeah. You raised a lot of different kinds of...
We raised a lot of... And then we had cows, and we sold butter and eggs and milk, all the buttermilk. And my mother would go to town twice a week in a horse and buggy and take that around to all our friends around MacArthur Park. She lived along. And sell them vegetables and dairy products and eggs. Yeah.
Oh. That's kind of nice. Well, now the suits that the men had, what would be the pieces they'd have a?
Well, they'd get a vest and a coat and a pair of trousers.
They would have vests.
Yeah, they'd have. They wear vests.
Now what about what the men would wear to work in?
Well, it depends on what they could afford, I guess.